This week I was reading a commentary on this gospel passage, the very end of St. Mark's gospel, that was using a different translation of the original Greek than we heard at Mass this morning. In the liturgy, the church uses the New American Bible. This commentary was using the Revised Standard Version, and I was struck to notice something that I had never noticed before, which is that at the very end of St. Mark's Gospel in the Revised Standard Version, there's one final word that's missing in the New American Bible. The Revised Standard Version says that after Jesus had ascended into heaven, they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed their word through accompanying signs. And then it concludes with the word, Amen. St. Mark punctuating his gospel with the word Amen, just as we're so familiar with ending our prayers in that way. The word Amen indicates that everything now, if you will, has come to a conclusion. And this, I think, is significant for us to ponder on this Ascension Day, because it tells us that our Lord ascending into heaven wasn't just some kind of afterthought to the real story of his death and resurrection, but that the Paschal mystery, our Lord's work, was not complete. There wasn't an amen until he had returned to the Father. Why is that? Because even after Jesus rose from the dead in his risen body, the world in which he appeared was fallen and broken. And he had come not simply to save us from death so that we would live forever in this fallen world, but he had come to lead us to the glory of heaven. It's interesting when he appears to St. Mary Magdalene on Easter Sunday, after she finally recognizes him, after mistaking him for the gardener, she reaches out to him and he says, "Don't cling to me. Don't hold on to me, because I haven't yet ascended to my Father." We're made for more than just this world. We're made for heaven. And the sure sign of that is the ascension of Jesus Christ. Because when Jesus ascended back to heaven, he took with him our very human nature to reveal to us definitively that you and I, in our humanity, even in our bodily existence, are made for glory. That is the promise of the Ascension. In the preface today, before the Eucharistic prayer, we'll hear these words. He ascended, not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. We need this feast day because we so easily get distracted and caught up by all of the different duties and obligations and pleasures and worries of our life on earth that we easily forget our ultimate goal, our final end. That the Son of God assumed our humanity not merely to redeem it, but to draw it up into the glory of heaven. In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, written by St. Luke, when he describes the Ascension, at the end we're told that the apostles are just gazing awestruck into the heavens. And these two men dressed in white, presumably angels, appear to them and ask, "Why do you stand here looking up?" As if to say, now that the Lord has ascended, your work is going to begin to preach the gospel to every creature, to the whole world. They needed to be reminded that although they were made for heaven and they longed for it, they had work to do in God's will on earth. But you know, I wonder if oftentimes ours is not the opposite problem, that we get so caught up in our work and our life on earth that we forget to look up, that we forget to gaze with longing upon our ultimate goal and end. I think perhaps that's one reason why in every single Holy Mass, the Church, through the priest, says to us, lift up your hearts. We hear that also in that exchange before the Eucharistic prayer. Lift up your hearts. This is the task and kind of the tension of the Christian life. Yes, to live fully God's will for us, however long he gives us here on earth. But to live with our hearts lifted, fixed, longing for that ultimate goal. And living our lives in such a way on earth that we will be found worthy by God when he judges us to live with him forever in heaven. Let's ask him today, our glorious ascended Lord, to give us the grace we need to live our lives in such a way that we too, at the end of our life, will be found worthy to punctuate our lives with one great Amen. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.